David, your thoughts on today's game here in Carrick, Fergus?
Poor performance, poor all round. I thought we had a strong team selected on paper. People were obviously given the opportunity. There was one or two missing for obvious reasons from the other night, a minute from the squad. But in general, the all-round game, it's not as if coming down to Carrick's new to us. We know the expectation levels of our performance, what they needed to be physically. And they weren't there today. Say we had the hard luck story and whatever else that we talked about on Thursday night, and I was so pleased with the effort and the attitude that the players and the group have put in, but I don't support the performance that we put on show today. I say, and the disappointing thing for me was in a game when I was coming out, I seen the huge Linfield presence down here today, and I wanted us to go and win the game somehow. I wanted us to get the 3 points and respond and react in the proper manner that I talked about in the last couple of days. But we didn't get it today. For whatever reason, we didn't get it. The players are in there. They should be understanding that no uncertain terms it was that good enough today. And in the end, we found a way again to lose a game, which, you know, chances and poor goals conceded. That's what happens.
Tiredness or a hangover from the
other? No, absolutely not. No? Absolutely no excuse. And I will leave the players with. There's no excuses. Absolutely no excuse for that today. There may have been a hangover in the mindset in terms of the other night, but physically, mentally, the players should have been ready to go again today. That's what we do. That's what I've done. As a manager, we've always went and backed up either success with winning games straight after, or we've responded in a proper manner when we've lost or been humbled. We've not done that today, so there's no excuse. I can't even fathom to even think that we can even have any sort of excuses for Thursday night. Absolutely not.
The most disappointing thing is having got it, the equaliser. You thought that, you know, the kitchen sink would be thrown at them, and you know we'd go on and win it. But we then fell behind again.
Yeah, we didn't give ourselves the best chance. And again, the longer the game goes, another maybe 15-20 minutes after getting the goal, you know, we were always going to have some sort of pressure. But again, we conceded such a poor second goal that then puts you on the back foot with one or two. Good chances with one or two in and around half chances across the box again, but we're just finding ways not to capitalise on the opportunities that arise at the minute.
A bad couple of days, but it means now a time to regroup, rest, recover, and go again at Ballymena next Saturday.
Yeah, again, I come out with the fighting talk the other night on behalf of the players and the disappointment and all the messages that we all received about how unlucky we were and whatever else. That's fine, but you have to go and back up. You have to go and be hungrier than what we were today. You have to go and back up and be better than what we were today. Again, as the manager, I'll come out with the fighting talk of, yeah, we'll be better, we'll have a week's training now, we'll get going at Ballymena. But if we turn up with the level of performance that we showed today, we won't beat Ballymena. So we'll have honest, open discussions with the players in the next number of days in preparation for the Ballymena game, and the team that we select will hopefully go and perform and work hard, and in the end, if we deserve to win, and hopefully come 5 o'clock on Saturday, we'll have three well hard earned points.
All the best for the week ahead, David.
Thanks, Andy.